This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here. Thomas McGregor, Executive Director of Phoenix School of Roseburg. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
Well, I know that the summertime for people in education, you've got lots of free time. There's not, he's giving me the look already. It seems like now, especially given everything of the past year, dealing with different aspects of education is really kind of a year-round thing.
It's definitely a year-round thing. A lot of movements in our buildings. You know, we did things differently to safely serve kids. And you got to put all the pieces back together. And, you know, at the same time, people are transitioning. So you got to bring new hires on. It's just go, go, go.
So talk about the focus today about trade career opportunities for youth. And one of the things I want to ask about kind of the front end, this has come up a number of times in the past few years. It seems like we went through a very long era, even going back to when I was in college, of talking about, you know, if you want a good living, you want a good life, you know, this much, you know, 2 years of college will make you this much money, 4 years of college will make you this much, if you get a doctorate, you'll make this much more. And a lot of that is still very valid, but at the same time, a lot of the emerging industries and technology areas especially have kind of shifted a lot of that. And at the same time, we've got this group of a lot of different occupations that people didn't pursue quite so much. And now we're dealing with like a shortage of a whole lot of different types of careers, not the careers, but people in them. So that's kind of shifted things.
Yeah. Wow, Kyle, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I'm a millennial. I went to a school where it was just encouraged to go to college. And I definitely don't want that myth to perpetuate. College higher education is a very powerful thing, can get you professional services. But when it comes to the youth of Douglas County, I am a big champion of wanting them to know that there is really good opportunities right out of high school that could get you to be a family living wage and be doing really fun work, working on projects, working on teams, doing things that I think a lot of youth would be engaged in, you know, like wanting to work with their hands, wanting to work outside. And, you know, we really do need to make sure youth understand the ability to go into apprenticeships and to be looking at trade careers is a viable option for their future. These are things that can be dirty jobs, you know, as Mike Rowe calls them. But, you know, a lot of these jobs, while the worksite might be dirty, I mean, you're there with lots of personal protective equipment. You are there with a lot of things being catered to you. I was talking to I was talking to a graduate of Phoenix School recently, and he's an iron welder. And he's like, yeah, it's me and another guy, and the whole worksite's geared to what we do, what we need, what we want. And we do that just critical moment of connecting those iron together, whether it's in a gas station or a high rise. And, you know, you kind of feel like a VIP is the way he kind of put it to me. And I really want to make sure we get out there and let the youth know that there is options for working in trade careers. And this is actually probably some of the most exciting work in the next 50 years is in these careers.
And for kids, for parents in particular that might be listening right now, maybe even grandparents, if that subject has come up, if there's a kid in their life that has expressed some interest, it sounds like there's some upcoming opportunities to kind of check things out.
Yeah, no, if you could, you know, Google Expanding Horizons Summer Camps, you know, we have a camp coming up here in July that's geared towards middle schoolers, and it's just 5 days. It's at the Phoenix School here in Roseburg. We'll give you a free breakfast, free lunch, but it's a camp to teach kids, you know, just some entry-level awareness activities and to get to explore some of what that work looks like. For example, one of the byproducts is, and this is a favorite every summer we run this camp, is that the kids get to explore, you know, pipe fitting and plumbing trades, and they're going to make their own creative sprinkler. So they walk away with some fun stuff. You know, typically they make a toolbox, but, you know, getting their kids' hands on tools and seeing what that looks like, seeing what that feels like, wearing some of of the personal protective equipment, getting acquainted to that, you know, which kids now are wearing masks and things like that. But we're talking about eye safety, ear safety, hard hats, things like those. And so, yeah, we July 19th through July 23rd out at the Phoenix School, we have the Exploring the Trades camps, and we're still looking for some middle schoolers to join us in the fun this year.
And who are the people that are kind of the instructors? What kinds of folks are you bringing in?
That's a great question. We have actually a female instructor, and she hires other female instructors, actually. She has a strong passion for increasing women in the trades. You may or may not know that there's a disproportionality in genders in these industries, and we really should be making sure boys and girls know about these options and these unions, these employers, et cetera, they want the females looking at these careers just as much as the males. They want anybody and everybody to get into these careers. So these are educators, but they bring in volunteers from the different sectors to help alongside.
So are the people that are coming in, are these all local folks, or are you bringing in some people from outside the area?
These are all local folks. We have instructors and instructional assistants that are from like Winston Middle School, Yonkala. So these are all local educators.
And it's just 1 week though, right?
Yeah, it's just the 1 week, July 19th through July 23rd, really trying to make sure we get some quality middle schoolers out there that really just want to have some fun.
And the idea there of being able to learn but really be hands-on, I think, is probably more appealing to a lot of kids, especially in the summer when, you know, maybe just staring at a book or listening to somebody's presentation isn't quite go with them.
Yeah, no, there's not going to be any book report here. This is going to be outside for the most part. We do have some inside spaces because, you know, we got to rotate because of, we're all very familiar with heat concerns now. You know, so there'll be some, you know, watch a video, maybe set up, but very, very minimal. This camp is very hands-on, very much gets the youth talking to one another, working within one another, but at the same time, all the kids get to be creative and walk away with their own projects.
So who all is involved with this camp? I mean, this is bigger than just Phoenix School, right?
Yeah, so this is a part of the Douglas County Partners for Student Success and a part of their Expanding Horizon summer camps. You may have seen the cover of the News Review. There was just a successful series of these camps at Roseburg High School, and the kids did robotics and some other items to explore some of the different programs at high schools. So Phoenix School, we have a Building the Trades program, and so if students like the camp, definitely they should think about attending Phoenix School. And we're very excited. The new tenure with the new president at UCC, apprenticeships, and more importantly for me, pre-apprenticeships in high schools, that is going to be a part of the work at UCC moving forward and making sure we are coordinated with the local opportunities in the state, the region, and can get youth into those apprenticeships and seamlessly on their pathway towards a good career.
So if they were a high school age or maybe even middle school at this point, when they get to that point, then being able to, would it be like their high school and UCC kind of both working with them on what they're doing?
Yeah, we're actually in the middle of working that out. We have a great team at UCC. There's really amazing thinkers and leaders over there, and they're looking at Chemeketa Community College, and there's a great model there, and Lane Community College, and we're working on making sure that students that are in local area high schools, they see that next step beyond high school and maybe can start exploring and immersing themselves in that world of work while they're in high school, and making sure we formally have those avenues laid out for youth, but also having some of that class time in the high school count for certification that can live beyond high school, be recognized by regional employers, and be something beyond just the basic diploma that youth are able to turn to local trades employers and show that they're ready for these careers.
So that they don't feel like they've gone through high school, learned a bunch of things, and then gone on to a community college and have to sort of take them all over again.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much available to kids these days. There's so much information at our fingertips with a smartphone. I imagine it's pretty daunting for youth. But what we know is that building relationships and having a mentor is a key thing that can make a huge difference with youth. So we're looking at that class time, making sure that youth are listening to a mentor and be able to have a two-way street with that mentor and ask the hard questions. And I know many educators we want kids to make mistakes. We want kids to know that mistakes are okay. We want kids to communicate when they make mistakes. And that's a real critical part to our work these days. Yes, we want perfect results, but we also don't want perfect to be the enemy of the good. We want youth to understand that the world of work, there's ups and downs, right, Kyle? And so, you know, every day is a new day and you just keep moving forward and you keep your team happy.
And that's one of those things of really growing into any career is knowing that you are going to make mistakes, whether it's a trade career or some other area. It can be something very small and that somebody just goes, you need to fix that. Or it can be very huge and then it may have, you know, financial implications to your company or whatever.
Well, and that's part of pre-apprenticeship work is really teaching youth that what the employer is going to want to see and also letting the youth know the employer is going to coach you and teach you. So don't think you're walking into that job site with all the answers. Those are some of the factors we're all trying to communicate with all of these trade career programs.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Thomas McGregor from Phoenix School of Roseburg, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Thomas McGregor from Phoenix School of Roseburg, the executive director, our focus today talking about trade career opportunities for youth. So under the umbrella of trade careers, what kinds of specific jobs kind of fall into that?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, it's aviation, it's rail, it's archaeology, it's architecture, it's engineering, it's geology, it's surveying, it's carpentry, it's masonry, it's heavy equipment operating, it's welding, it's diesel engine repair, it's mechanics. Military has amazing amount of trades options, plumbing, pipe fitting, steam fitting, iron working, and, you know, we also consider wildland firefighting a trade career.
So, well, it's a little broader than maybe people would initially just think of when you say it, the trades.
Yes, it's a large world of work, but, you know, as we started the show with, it's not college. It's not those type of professional services. It's you learn a lot as you go in that world of work, right? You become a journeyman, you become an apprentice, and your union or your company's really going to coach you and help you grow in your career. And they just want somebody, and this is a part of Phoenix School, they just want somebody that's drug-free, that shows up on time, and can be just a committed person. And that's, hearing from a lot of employers, that's really the deficit in the marketplace now is those type of qualities.
And a lot of these jobs pay, frankly, way more than a lot of professional jobs.
Yeah, a lot of those out-of-college jobs are not anywhere close to competing with the trades world. And so we all want to drive across a bridge in 40 years, you know, is something I usually say. But, you know, now with the housing market picking up, I mean, I don't know about you, if you've tried to get an electrician or a plumber on the phone, they're like, yeah, we'll put you on the book for how many weeks out? Yikes. So we really, as a nation, need to think about this issue and be investing ourselves for solutions.
Now, does the areas of technology, are there things in technology that kind of apply to this?
I mean, computer sciences is another trade that definitely needs more workers, but, you know, we're really more talking about CNC operators or computer animated design operators is what the world of trades. Again, though, you can go to technical schools for those, but those aren't your traditional colleges. Those are technical skills, schools. But, you know, I know talking with like local heating and cooling providers, they actually have trainers on their team now. When they bring somebody on their staff, they have a certified trainer. So you're not going to another state to go to an HVAC school. You're getting on-the-job training because there's just such a deficit in good skilled laborers.
So for this upcoming Expanding Horizons summer camp, how do people get signed up?
So you can go to the web and you can find the Douglas County Partners for Student Success website, dcpss.org, and just find the Expanding Horizons link. And we're really excited to be hosting the Exploring the Trades Camp July 19th through July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., breakfast and lunch included. And this is a great opportunity for a middle schooler in your life.
And you've also got something you're tied in with coming up in September, a special one-day event.
Yeah, there's a special one-day event that we've been, this will be our third iteration. We're doing this every other year. Phoenix School is a key partner, but there's many other real big champions. And if you want to learn about it, the Southern Oregon Trade Careers Expo, please go to empowerthepossible.org. And there's high schoolers from all of the counties of Southern Oregon coming to Seven Feathers on September 28th. And so if you have a high schooler in your life, especially a junior or senior, encourage them to think about the Career Expo Trades the Career Trades Expo and making sure they get on that field trip. But also, we do something really interesting. We also have, I call it Adult Swim, you know. We have all those vendors, all those amazing tradespeople at and showing off their heavy equipment and showing off all of their things in their industry. You know, why can't we give veterans a chance? And so if you're in an employment department, you can come. It's not open to the public, but we also allow adults to come in the afternoon and participate in the expo, but they have to do it through a referral service. So if you're in an employment agency or if you're at the VA, definitely ask about the Southern Oregon Trade Careers Expo coming up on September 28th.
And that could especially apply to some of our younger veterans or maybe people that are even, in the Guard or active duty.
Absolutely. And so it really was powerful walking around in 2019 when we had the after section, the Adult Swim, and there was long conversations happening at booths. There was really warm prospects talking to employers. And so if you're an employer who doesn't know about this event, you definitely need to get connected with us. And we'd love to see you there to connect with all the high schoolers from like seven counties in Southwest Oregon.
Yeah, they really, I know in past years, bring in a lot of folks and a lot of opportunities to see things. And it seems like whether it's the this event or the summer camp, that sometimes that's where kids really kind of the light bulb goes off.
Yeah, we call it a spark in education, and those sparks can be so valuable. Just getting their hands on the joysticks of a heavy piece of machinery. Maybe a kid's never had that exposure and it just sparks. It just clicks for them and they're like, this is what I want. And once kids have that, it's this magical thing called goals. A lot of all the other things we worry about as parents just go away and your kids themselves will be oriented on those goals.
Yeah, it can make a big difference. And I've talked to a number of people over the years who go back and say, I went to this event, whatever it was, and said, that's when I realized that's what I wanted to do. And they had thought about things related, but it was like an epiphany.
Yeah, it's that Inception, if you've ever seen that movie. It's just that one moment that brings that light bulb forward for the kids. So we're really excited about that. September 28th, the Southern Oregon Trade Careers Expo. Check us out, empowerthepossible.org. And if you have a high schooler in your life, you know, encourage them to attend with their school. And if you are a veteran, you know, talk to your local mentor in that regard. And it's by referral only that we have adults there in the afternoon.
Well, a lot of opportunities there to look at trade careers for the Expanding Horizons camp. Give people the contact info again on that.
Yeah, so the Expanding Horizons camp, that's for middle schoolers. That's going to be coming up on July 19th. Please go to dcpss.org and register the middle schooler in your life to explore the trades and have some fun for a week in July this summer.
All right, a lot of opportunities out there, a lot of changes in the workplace market, and a little bit of information there from Thomas McGregor, Executive Director of Phoenix School of Roseburg. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
12:57 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.